In Utah today, rescuers lowered a video camera into the coal mine where six men have been trapped since Monday, but there's still been no signal from the missing miners. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Huntington, Utah, and has been following this story. Jeff, what did rescuers learn today from getting the camera into the mine?
Well, they did get that first view of the cavern, but they didn't learn a whole lot from that. They could lower the camera down through the hole and see directly down, so they could see that the roof was intact. They could see that there was a big enough cavern for someone to survive in, that they wouldn't get crushed if they were in there. They could see some coal and some water on the floor, but they couldn't see out from that horizontally. So now crews are going to pull that camera back up, they're going to clean it off, and they're going to install a liner in that 8.5-inch hole and then send it down again this evening, and hopefully we'll learn more then.
What are authorities saying about the men's chances for survival? Are they still talking about this as a rescue mission?
They are still calling it a rescue mission, but they've said that they'll continue to call it a rescue mission forever until they get conclusive evidence otherwise that the men are dead. But the oxygen levels in there just aren't enough to support life. The rescue crews are just holding out hope that the men found a pocket of air somewhere and they've survived there.
And Jeff, how are the families holding up?
Well, of course, there's a lot of grief, especially as the hours wear on. Everyone here knows that as every hour goes by, the chances of the men surviving are just not as good. Terry Erickson is a relative of one of the miners, Don Erickson, and a reporter asked him what mine owner Bob Murray said in the private briefing for family members. And here was Terry Erickson's response.
Same stuff. I'm getting tired of hearing it.
A short, curt response, but I think it represents some of the frustration that family members are feeling.
NPR's Jeff Brady, thanks so much.
Thank you.